churches is full of hypocrites.
Oh, the churches? Oh, yeah, you're looking at my sign where it says Jesus is truth, church is lie.
Yep.
So on the back of the gospel card, you're going to see a lot of the lies that the churches teach. So we're out here warning people about them.
A lot of churches, not every church is bad.
Every church that we found teaches lies. They don't. Hypocrites. First of all, they don't teach the biblical gospel, which is what I was telling you about faith in Christ and his shed blood.
Some do.
It's not just believing. Well, yes, yeah, some of them do. But they don't hold people to it because the next part is repentance. You have to repent of your sins. But they don't repent of their sins. Yeah. We haven't met one yet. My husband's on his way up here. He's down there. He'd love to talk to you about that. But we haven't found a church that meets in a building on a Saturday or Sunday, whatever day it is that they want to meet. We haven't found one that's either striving in the truth, fully in the truth, or wants to be in the truth.
Well, there's
They're all sitting in their sins.
I agree. There's a lot of them that are not good. Not good. I totally believe. I'm a born-again Christian. I love Jesus. I've known him for like 44 years.
I got saved in 2004. Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, and so you probably know the gospel then,
oh,
right?
Definitely.
I know you asked me
definitely.
That. We were talking about repentance, and then you must be born again by the Holy Spirit.
Repent towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, as says the rednecks.
But then there's more. You must be born from above.
Well, that's being when you accept Christ, you're born again.
Well, we have to articulate that, otherwise people aren't going to know
it. Yeah, people don't understand that.
Right, so that is the path to eternal life. That's part of it, but there's even more after that. Holiness and obedience are the fruit of our life of living in Christ, right?
Hi there, how are you?
And then we have to keep doing it until the day we die. We don't just believe and then get it eternally from day one.
Well,
we have to keep following through.
Now,
you can turn away from it. That's Calvinism. That's a sin. My husband would be happy to help you in that.
No, that's because Martin Luther, but I believe this.
Martin Luther was a murderer, and he's a sinful man. So was John Calvin, who started once saved, always saved.
Grace alone is a lie.
Faith alone, grace alone, so the solas are a lie. Ephesians 2 does not say faith alone. It doesn't
say that.
So do
you think
that.
You got
to
be...
Read the book of James, and it says...
Your way to heaven, then.
Well, my husband would be happy to step in here.
May I stay perfect?
Well, what does the Bible call us? So over 20, almost 30 times in the New Testament, the Bible says, be ye perfect.
So have you arrived at perfection?
Jesus, hold on. Jesus said in Matthew 5:48, be ye perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. So
have you arrived?
So let me explain to you. Do you know what that word perfect means?
Probably not what you think it means, but...
Actually, it means what I think it means, because I studied it.
To be perfect.
It means to be complete and mature. So here's the point. No, none of us are sinless perfection like Jesus was.
That's for sure.
But here's the problem. The big problem is the American culture and the American church system, they practice sin. So let me give.
I won't disagree with that.
So let me give you an example. If you go to your job and you're a cash register guy and you make a mistake and you put a $10 bill in your pocket that you thought was yours and it's really the cash register, and your boss sees you on video and he comes up and he goes, John, let's say your name's John, what'd you do? And you
go, his name?
Oh, is that your name, sir? John. How did I know that? Okay. John, you put a $10 bill in there. What'd you do? Oh, I made a mistake, boss. And he goes, you know what? You don't do that stuff. I understand. But guess what? What if you practice that sin and he saw you doing it once a day? Is he going to have the same attitude?
No.
He's going to fire you. He's going to call the police. So practicing sin is when I keep ways that I know are not consistent with the Father. Things like being of the world. This is a worldly event. It feeds your flesh. It feeds a carnal mind. It does not glorify Jesus Christ. The the man-made holidays of Christmas, Easter, and Good Friday. Who makes days holy? Who would you say makes days holy, man or God?
Right, God.
God does. God alone makes days holy. That's what the Bible says. But the Roman Catholics made Christmas, Easter, and Good Friday holy days, not God. So that's called strange fire. And in the Old Testament, two men were killed for bringing strange fire.
Are you Jehovah's Witness?
I'm sorry.
Are you Jehovah's Witness?
No, ma'am. We don't belong to any denomination. No, we used to be part of the evangelical system. Yeah, a lot of people think because we're against Christmas and Easter, the Jehovah's Witnesses have that right. A blind squirrel finds nuts once in a while. So they have that doctrine right. They don't keep pagan holidays, but they have a false Jesus. They don't even believe he's God. They are a cult. But
yeah,
Totally agree with you. But they're not different. They're not much different than the Baptist faith. So the whole point of us being here, and we walk down the street and we're preaching the gospel, Jesus shed his blood and rose again to defeat death for all of us. Yeah. And the call is to repent.
I agree with you.
Okay, so repentance means whatever sin you think you keep and practice, you start to leave it. You don't practice it on purpose.
I agree.
You know, and that's
you.
What I'm saying. The culture, the pastors and the priests will tell you, you can sin all you want. Jesus died and covered your blood. That covered you with his blood.
No,
that's
that
not
that
true.
Really
that's not true.
Well, no.
They could be doing that on purpose.
I did not preach this. Recognize your sin.
Repent and turn from it.
Right.
Turn away from that.
Right. So,
okay, I got a question.
But wait, hold on, sir. I'll get you. Hold on. What is sin? Worldliness is sin. So in love, like you, ma'am, you have a Packers jersey on. Now, this is the temple of God. Our bodies is the temple of God. Would we spray paint the Packer logo on the temple of God?
You know, you can talk all you want here. I'm not going to.
Would we?
You're
You wouldn't make the temple of God.
I think
that's
Jesus
worldliness.
Wants us to enjoy life.
Now, one Bible verse says that.
It doesn't say that.
Jesus says, repent and follow him. Can I answer your question, sir?
Yeah, in John chapter 8, the woman caught in adultery.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So he stooped down 2 times, wrote on the ground, whatever he wrote. Then he says, go and sin no more.
Amen.
So what is that? What did he mean by that?
Well, what he meant was she was practicing sin. She obviously got caught, so he's probably saying, but even if they made up that scam about her being an adulteress, she probably has other sin, right?
So did
right?
everybody.
Okay. So Jesus
so
says,
you.
Go sin no more. Jesus also healed the man and found the man later in the temple. What did he say to him? Do you remember? Same thing. He said, stop sinning lest something worse happens to you. So sin destroys your closeness to God, your ability to know God. And so you must turn and repent from sin. And Hebrews 10:26-25 says,
we all do.
You don't
yours
have to sin.
Yours can be in the past. Mine is in the past. Just live for him. I'm
but
not going to
argue worldly,
with you. Live for him, my friend.
Nope.
Have a good day.
You can't live for him if you're worldly, sir. You can't live for him unless you're following
that's
his word.
That,
have a good day.
Okay.
You can,
sir, the flag that you have on that, what's supposed to be your temple, is patriotism and idolatry.
Well, patriotism we need.
It's idolatry, ma'am.
No,
the Packers are idolatry. See? So you seem to see that. So God told us how to dress.
So we're not supposed to protect our country.
God told us how to live. Well, let me ask you a question. You seem like a man that wants to talk truth. So how was America formed?
Everything in the New Testament.
How was America formed?
You ladies are not even following the New Testament.
Just drumming. How was America formed?
Finished in John chapter 8, what he was saying is,
don't sin.
Because nobody knows what Jesus said.
Stop sinning.
Don't continue in your sin.
Don't continue sinning.
Okay,
that means repent and turn away from it.
Yeah, but where was the guy in this and the thing?
Well, that's a good question. It's another reason why she wasn't convicted. They both should have been convicted.
Well, that's what he also
but
said.
Here's the thing.
He also said to the crowd, you without sin, throw the first stone.
Yeah.
I want to know how you
here's
know
the thing.
Jesus even existed.
America was founded on war and killing for a 3% tax. Does that sound like Jesus to you?
No, it wasn't.
Yes,
it was founded over here for freedom. Then the British came over and wanted to enslave them again.
No, sir. This was a British colony. The king ordained them to come and settle. The king was allowing them. We were a colony. And the king said, you're doing really good. I'd like a little bit more tax money. That's what the Boston Tea Party was about, sir.
Oh.
They went out in the boat and threw all the tea in the water and said, we're rebelling. If I took my brothers and we went to Washington, D.C. and shot up the town for over taxes, would you call us heroes or terrorists?
So what? I don't know. I got a question.
They would be called terrorists.
I got a question. Okay, are you preaching the gospel, or what are you condemning people, or what are you doing?
I'm preaching the gospel. I just preached it.
Jesus
Christ, his shed blood calls you to repentance. You have to leave your sin. Patriotism, sin. Worldliness is sin. Feminization
is
sin.
Well, of course it is.
Pagan holidays is sin.
But what you're doing is you're condemning people to their sin.
Condemning them in their sin means warning them if they don't repent, they're going
to
lose their soul. That's what I'm doing.
Repent of their sin.
That's what I'm telling. But we have to determine what is sin. That is sin, ma'am. That's idolatry.
No.
The Packers are violence.
No.
The Packers are worldly. James 4:4 says you're a friend of the world makes you God's enemy, ma'am. He knows that.
You know
he knows it's true.
You can't take everything out of the Bible literally. You can't.
Yes, you can,
no,
ma'am.
You can.
When
go
he spoke
Matthew
literal, it means literal.
So what do you do for enjoyment then?
For enjoyment?
Yeah.
I preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and call my neighbors out of their sin for love.
That's it.
That's
it. You don't go for a walk.
What did Jesus do? We do restore. We take time to restore. We'll go in a park and we'll read the Bible.
Jesus turned the water into wine.
Yep, but not drunkenness, ma'am.
It was a wedding celebration.
Not drunkenness.
Well, it doesn't say that I have a homily.
Not drunkenness. Sin and drunkenness is never condoned by Jesus.
No,
what kind of Jesus do you have? You probably have Sunday Jesus.
No,
do you know all the church
Jesus.
Systems were formed by man, and they're all full of sin and wickedness?
I got to tell you something. By you wanting to overpower everybody, you're getting nowhere.
Sir, what are you going to teach me?
I agree with that sign.
What are you going to teach me, sir, if I listen? Well, tell me something biblical.
Just preach the gospel.
Yeah.
What is the gospel?
Jesus died for our sins.
And
what must we do? Repent and believe the gospel.
Not accept. Repent and believe the gospel. Repent means come out of your sin. Are you folks willing to come out of all your sin?
Listen.
Are you willing to come out of your sin?
Now you're telling me I'm in sin now.
Are you willing to come out of your sin?
I am too.
You're coming.
I told your wife I got to accept the Christ 2004.
You don't accept Jesus.
I don't need to explain nothing to you.
You don't accept Jesus. You follow and obey him.
I accepted him.
You don't accept
faith,
Jesus.
I accept
what Bible verse says we accept Jesus?
Here, I can
receive.
Find it.
Receive. That's what it means.
John 1:12.
You receive what he did for you. You repent and follow. Actually, the Bible says Christ makes us acceptable to God.
Well, you go look at the word faith.
Look at the fruit of what. Are you here for this, sir? Are you here for the?
No, I'm here reading my Bible in my car.
I just asked a question.
Because you're condemning me. I said,
are you here for this?
Sir, be careful. You know what you're going to do? You're going to turn everybody off.
I'm not here for that.
You're the only perfect one in the world. And you're not.
The Bible calls you out of the world, and you're defending sin and worldliness.
I'm not defending sin.
Tell her the Packers are worldly and carnal.
You got a Christian. Sounds like you got a Christian here, and here.
Tell her that the Packers are worldly and carnal. How about the flag? Is that patriotic idolatry? How about uncovered heads when the Bible says women should cover their heads?
My friend,
how about how we should dress our temple and not show our bodies off?
You know what?
This is what we're talking about, sir.
This is sin.
You're not doing well here.
Really?
Jesus rebuked people that claimed Jesus and lived in sin. Show me in the Bible where God tells us how to dress the church.
Genesis 3.
I'm talking New Testament.
New Testament, look all over. They wore robes, tunics, robes, tunics, robes, tunics.
We're supposed to wear robes?
Yep, robe or tunic.
Okay, well, then let's get a robe then.
In Genesis 3, God shed blood, an archetype of Jesus, and it never changed through the whole Bible, and it's pre-Torah. It's still today, I'm married to one woman, that's pre-Torah. Don't drink blood, that's pre-Torah. Don't have idolatry, that's pre-Torah. Take dominion, that's pre-Torah.
I used to go to a Baptist church, Faith Baptist.
You don't anymore?
No.
Good. They're false.
Well, they are.
Yeah. So, see, you and I might be closer if you don't get so fleshly.
I got saved in 04. 05, I got invited, so I went. I liked it, but I never tucked my shirt in, right?
Yeah.
So the pastor goes to me, he goes, you know, Ron, you need to mature. You're maturing. And so he goes, oh, not just tuck your shirt, maybe get a button shirt.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to offend them. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Man-made doctrine.
So what I'm telling you is we follow what God did. God actually dressed us to cover our forms. Look at the culture today. People dress lasciviously. If people would obey God, we would actually...